two villages were caught with empty fuel tanks when the Kuskokwim River froze up last weekend. Fuel storage tanks along the river are typically filled up in late fall so that communities have gas and heating fuel for the winter. But Napuskiuk and Kwikluk are starting the season running on empty. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more from Bethel.
The lower Kuskokwim began freezing up last weekend. Many residents expected some kind of intermittent thaw, but winter conditions have prevailed without a break. George Guy is the business administrator for Kwikluk Incorporated. With temperatures dropping, he says the situation there is dire.
We're in a super crisis as we speak.
Kwikluk is the closest village upriver of Bethel, where hundreds of thousands of gallons of fuel is stored. Guy says he made an emergency call to Bethel distributor Top Fuel. He requested they barge up whatever fuel they could. Guy says Top gave it their best shot.
But they encountered a 3-mile stretch of packed ice, so they had to divert back to Bethel.
Downriver of Bethel and even closer to the fuel tanks lies the village of Nabuskiak. Residents there are in the same situation. Philip Nikolai is the general manager at Nabuskiak's corporation store. He says their distributor, Crowley Fuel, waited until freeze-up began to make the short trip over to his village.
They just finally tried to deliver some fuel on Monday or Tuesday, and by that time the ice was too thick.
Nikolai says Nabuskiak has enough fuel for about a month's worth of electricity, and they are already limiting the amount of gas and heating fuel customers can buy.
There's a lot of homes that are getting cold, and businesses are closing down because they were depending on this fuel delivery.
Crowley Fuel says part of the problem was low water levels earlier this summer. That's the time of year they send their barges far upriver. There, they try to top off their storage farm in McGrath. But Crowley's Walt Keg says when their barges got there, water levels were too low, so they waited.
You know, we tried for a while, hoping for water to come back, rain or some other glacial melt, but it was kind of a cool season, and I just don't think we got the water we needed all season long.
Those barges never made it to McGrath, affecting surrounding villages that rely on that fuel. The wait also pushed back the entire fall delivery schedule. Crowley filled up other upriver communities and then the tundra villages located on a Kuskokwim tributary. When freeze-up began, Kwikluk and Nabuskiak were out of time. In Kwikluk, Guy says they try to start their winter with 170,000 gallons of fuel in their tanks. With less than 1% of that on hand, Guy says his community is in the worst fuel situation he can remember.
This is the first time in our village history that we have to fly in fuel.
Kwikluk has made an emergency purchase of 10,000 gallons of heating fuel from the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Guy says that will be enough for 10 days of power generation and will allow customers to buy about 2 weeks worth of heating fuel. Kwikluk has also arranged for airborne deliveries, but Guy says paying for that will add to already record-breaking prices. Unleaded gas is selling for $5.86 a gallon. Heating fuel is selling at $8.10 a gallon. Kwikluk has contacted several government agencies, including the governor's office and the Department of Homeland Security. They are attempting to have the situation declared a disaster in order to free up federal funding. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.